You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Now is the time to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets at the best prices available in the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Call our number here. Call 216-578-0850 to get on board with us to weigh in on thoughts you might have regarding the Browns, regarding what they might do in the first round. You just heard Daniel Jeremiah, a Teddy lover like my partner over here, Nathan, and telling all the reasons why Teddy Bridgewater should be the first quarterback taken in this draft. But specifically, he has Johnny Manziel to the Browns and goes against the grain of – now, this is a former personnel guy, and with all due respect, I respectfully disagree that Manziel fits the Browns' sort of defensive thinking, because I think that guy is still a guy – who is going to do more to put pressure on the defense than help the defense.
But let me say this to you, because at the same point where you said Mike Zimmer was blowing smoke because as a defensive coach he would love Manziel, Mike Pettine is still a defensive coach, so maybe he could have that same affinity.
Oh, yeah. I would respectfully disagree with Mike Zimmer too, as well. But I'm putting it out there because that's part of the narrative of what's going on.
This is just my team. This is what he said that I was the most excited about. That he believes the first three picks will go Clowney, Robinson, Watkins, leaving us at four to be in a good position to trade back with Atlanta, where he also still thinks that the Browns would have the shot if they were to go quarterback first,
right?
Pick up something extra, move back to six, and be able to choose whichever quarterback they want while adding an asset. That, to me, is an exciting scenario.
I love that scenario.
It also gives you the opportunity that if you really did want to go wide receiver there or tackle, you still would have an opportunity at Mike Evans, who I think would be a phenomenal, look great opposite Josh Gordon, Jake Matthews, who's a very solid offensive line player if they decide to go that route. And like I said, anybody who wanted to trade up either to have their pick of quarterback, anybody who wanted to trade up for Mike Evans, who now becomes a little bit more of a premium guy with Watkins already off the board, it gives the Browns and Khalil Mack, the last pass rusher in there. We know Atlanta needs a pass rusher badly. It gives you a lot of opportunity to maybe move around a little bit in that at the top of the draft. And to me, six is ideal. I don't believe the Oakland Raiders, after signing Matt Schaub, and I know it was a one-year deal, are going to pull the trigger on a quarterback there. I don't believe that they will.
No, I'm with you. I don't think so either. And I think they're going to give Matt McGloin, they're going to give, you know, they want to go Schaub, but I'm just saying they're comfortable enough. And then they sent Terrell Pryor to Seattle. So their feeling is that that sounds like a team that's comfortable with what it has and doesn't go into the draft thinking we need more quarterback assets. They could use, and this is where the sort of the wild card of where Sammy Watkins could fall.
Sure.
Right there would be almost the logical spot if, in fact, the Browns don't take him at four. If the Browns go quarterback, tackle, whatever those thoughts are at four, that's where Watkins, I think, could end up is at five, which I think is
for
about
sure.
Right. I like Sammy Watkins a lot. I don't know that I love him as much as others do. I'm inclined right now, if you put Mike Evans and Sammy Watkins side by side and I'm looking at who I wanted to pair with Josh Gordon as an ideal pairing, I know Watkins has done amazing things, and he's amazing to watch. And it's hard to see anything bad in his game. But my God, watching Evans and watching what Evans did, a big reason why Johnny Manziel's in the conversation for top five in this draft is Mike Evans did a lot for him as
for
a receiver.
Sure.
My God. And that's the guy I want. I mean, that's the guy. He did so much to elevate the play of a smaller guy.
Well, then you just think about, you imagine a scenario with Mike Evans opposite Josh Gordon and the defensive attention that Josh Gordon commands and how good he is. Evans in 50-50 jump ball situations with his big body, his ability to box out, he becomes an intriguing option, I think, for a team like the Browns if they do want to go an impact player there. Yeah. I do want to say this because I don't want my mock to be out. I would be surprised if the Raiders took a quarterback at five, but the one quarterback that would be an Oakland Raider type of a pick at number five would certainly be Johnny Manziel. Now, if Al Davis were alive, I think it would be 8 million% they're taking Johnny Manziel if he's on the board.
Because it would be in his thinking, like his DNA to get that kind of player.
Right.
Yes,
to go off the
conventional chart, and
it's still possible, but that would be the one. That would be the only quarterback I think the Raiders. I could even envision the Raiders taking there at number 5. And we will do our mock drafts in this second hour. Still to come this hour, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network will join us at 1:45 for the latest draft rumors, trade rumors, etc. He's heard some things, including a really strong link to between Johnny Manziel and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 7.
And I've been hearing equally strong shootdowns of that, saying the Buccaneers go nowhere near a quarterback. All that tells me is it's this time of year, and the draft is way too late. The draft's way too late because the conjecture is insane. But that's okay. We're part of the insanity. It's being incorporated into the content of our show. 10 hours of programming during each week, and this topic, this draft, is as interesting as any as I've talked about either with the Browns or even before joining the Browns in recent years, because I think there's so much intrigue over and uncertainty over how things are going to go. There's no chalk to this draft whatsoever as of today. To listen to what we just heard from Daniel Jeremiah, which was pretty much, I think, as all over the lot as anybody can see. And he admitted what a lot of us go through, especially what they go through at NFL Network. They're pushed to keep coming up with multiple mocks, to keep refreshing their mocks. We don't do as many mocks as the network folks do, as a lot of the national folks do. And in his mind, it just becomes a blur. Mike in Youngstown is going to join us now on the line. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, I have been talking to you guys about for the longest time about why I don't think the Browns are going to take a quarterback.
At 4 or period?
No, they got to take a quarterback. I'm talking at 4.
Yeah, I don't think they will either, but go ahead.
I heard, Mel Kiper.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking on one of the sports shows, and he said the Browns should take a chance. I mean, we're going to take a chance on a quarterback at number 4 when you look around and you look at the Texans who have Ryan Fitzpatrick and T.J. Yates, and Jacksonville has Henning. I think we're in good shape with the starting quarterback, but I agree with you guys. Maybe the 26th pick and maybe trade if we have to.
I don't like the trade scenario. We've heard the Kirk Cousins name come up. I'm not a big fan of that, especially if the price tag is, as Mel Kiper alluded to on his press conference a couple weeks ago, where it would be the 35th pick. I don't see that. I don't like that. I'd rather develop a guy, take a shot on a guy who I thought had a similar skill set at 26 or 35, know that I'd have him for 2 more years before I even had to think about paying him. If Kirk Cousins, you know, yes, he has the familiarity with Kyle Shanahan's offense, but to me, that price tag just seems way too high for a guy like Kirk Cousins. I don't think they take a quarterback at 4. Daniel Jeremiah, for his part, doesn't think they take a quarterback at 4. In his mocks, he had Sammy Watkins. Then he has Jake Matthews. He says that he'd hoped that they would get Greg Robinson. That's probably, he thinks, the hope that he gets the sense of here in this building. And that stays true to what we've heard, or at least what I've thought all along, and that they're not going to take a quarterback at 4. I think the only way they take a quarterback with their first pick is if they move back.
Well, here's what I see about this. I'm not in any way committed to saying this team would or won't take at 4, and I'm not influenced by what Mike Pettine said, by what any analyst has said, that 4 for a quarterback for the Browns is a bad idea for this reason. A, they have to get one, in my mind.
Yep.
And the fact that he, Pettine, said, and if he really believes this, that getting one later after you address other areas of need, just because he said that, doesn't change for me what could be an overriding thought. And the overriding thought organizationally, I think, will be you got to come out of this draft with a long-term answer at the position. You're not just filling the spot to fill the spot, and you have to do it now. There's only now to worry about, no other timetable. Next year, nothing. It's now, and you could frankly say it's now or never, in the sense that you don't know what next year is for anybody making decisions in this building now. That's what we know about the ownership of this team. Pretty proactive in, if it's not looking good, change. Bang. Flip it over, get somebody else. And there's no hesitation to do that, and I believe Jimmy Haslam is still of that mindset. So that all said, I'm counting on this team deciding and reaching a thought process that says, we want this particular quarterback. We've got to draft this particular quarterback. And if they can't swing the deal to move it down a little lower so his value is more commensurate with what you might think it should be versus four, and they can't do that, then you take him at four. I just have no problem with that because it addresses the position as it has to be addressed, which is a priority. And when you make the choice on a quarterback, organizationally more than any other position, it's a mindset. This is our guy. We want this guy. And I'm also not saying that that guy's the savior for 2014. I'm saying that guy might not even see the field in 2014. I don't care. It's about getting him when you think you can get him. And if you choose not to get him there, you're taking a real gamble. If you have a guy that you think will be available later, and you don't have the ability to get down there. I should say get down there before 26.
If Ray Farmer has a conviction about a quarterback and they are all on the board at number four, which is the scenario that has been outlined by many people, that pretty much everybody now is of the opinion that the top three picks will come from the following four players: Jadeveon Clowney, Greg Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Khalil Mack. If that scenario takes place, the Browns will have every quarterback in this draft. It'll be akin to having the number one pick in a sense if you wanted to go quarterback.
Yes.
If they have conviction at that point about a quarterback, I think you pull the trigger. If you don't have that conviction, you don't have that conviction and you can't force it. But if you do, yeah, that's the place.
I guess that's why I'm feeling even better about that mindset that I'm presenting, because you'd have your choice of guys. And then the question becomes, is there one? Or are your grades close enough that if you choose not to take him, guy X here, that you can get guy, you know, Y down the line?
This will be an after the fact thing, because after the fact we'll know that if all the quarterbacks are on the board at four and they took one, they had conviction. If all the quarterbacks are on the board at four and they trade back and stay in the top 10 and then take a quarterback, they had a group of quarterbacks that they felt very, very good about.
I'll say this as a guarantee: if they trade out of, if we hear the announcement that they're trading out of four, what are they trading for? They're trading down to get a QB.
I think so.
Right? I would be confident to say
at
that.
A better value and to pick up some sugar, as Daniel Jeremiah said. All right, when we come back, Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network will be by with the latest draft day rumors. Rumors about the Browns, rumors about other teams, rumors about Johnny Football, potential trades, and much, much more. We'll get the latest with him right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.